brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
I'm like a dog. I'm sensitive to evil. I recognize it. I smell it. I see right through it. And like a dog, I begin to want to bite. I begin to want to attack evil, ladies and gentlemen. But I'm not violent. I want to grow our force. And then let the enemy make the moves it's going to make and show everyone who they are, full of their hubris. And then we are going to bring them all to justice. Every one of them will get jury trials if it takes a decade. And then they are all going to be marched out and hung publicly. Hundreds of thousands of them. The government drug dealers, the murderers, the government child molesters, all of them, all of you listening, a lot of us won't live to see this happen, but you are going to hang high. You're not going to be able to run. We're going to hunt you down in other countries. We're going to get this country back, and you are going to be brought to justice. Just know that. I know in my gut you're going to be brought to justice by one way or another. You, all of you are going to be brought to justice. You will be brought to justice. Justice will have its day. You will fall apart, and you will be punished. And many of your minions who don't deserve prison time or death for treason, your own system is going to hurt you greatly. The things you do is what's going to hurt you. Your own masters are going to hurt many of you far worse than we could ever hurt you. You see, I know ideas live forever. I know ideas are bulletproof. And I know I've already won. Because you can kill this body, but you can't kill my soul. You can even probably break my psyche, but you can't beat the energy and the information that I've put out and that others have put out. And from the foundations of the earth, your new world order was destined to fall. Just as it was destined to be built, it was destined to become crashing down right as it was completed. So you revel in your darkness, I'll revel in the light. But just know this, you will pay for what you've done. You will be defeated. You are weak. That's why all you do is seek after power. Chris, Maggie, Ted, Robert, a bunch of others. We're going to get to your calls right now, and there's just so much news coming up today. Gun confiscation news. They're doing door-to-door gun confiscation. That's what it is. And we'll get more into that, and we'll take your calls. Chris in Florida, you're on the air.
Hi, Alex. I had a basic question about your civil rights. My girlfriend was on the phone with me, and we were having sort of an argument, and a neighbor called the police. Now, they were knocking on the door, and she was being loud in her home. And what they did was they knocked for about 45 minutes until she opened the door. Then they said, "Ma'am, step outside," and arrested her. She said, "What am I being arrested for?" So on and so forth. They said, "Well, you use a lot of cuss words," and they took her to jail. She also then lost her job. And the whole thing was a big mess. You know.
And by the way, they don't even have to get a conviction. They get federal grant money for every domestic disturbance call. And so, yeah. But go ahead.
That was my other question. Do they get money for coming out or making arrests? And
well, they
like
got
that.
2 million cops, and they're not allowed to go out to car robberies or anything serious. They're meant to get us. The tyranny, they design the laws for the general public. Let me explain it when we get back. Yeah, women, you've been trained to yell and scream and throw fits like your husband, you know, is your daddy and your little spoiled rotten girl. That don't float anymore. The man's going to take you to a prison cell with boogers smeared all over the wall for a couple days. Be right back.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit herbalhealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. Herbalhealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Terror Storm, a history of government-sponsored terror. Loose Change, Final Cut. Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement. The true story of the Bilderberg Group. The late, great USA. America, Freedom to Fascism. These are just a few of the hundreds of powerful documentary films and books available at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.com. When you visit prisonplanet.com, you can connect to our amazing online store. Whether you're looking for survival and wellness products like Berkey water filters, or you would like a book on the history of the Federal Reserve, we've got the most well-researched and documented titles, all available at prisonplanet.com. Or if you'd like, you can give the InfoWars store a call at 888-253-3139. Or you can view more than 1,000 titles in super high quality right now at prisonplanet.tv. Knowledge is power, and the information you need to effectively wake up your fellow man and fight the new world order is available right now at truthnews.us and prisonplanet.tv. Join the InfoWar today.
In a world of government oppression and tyranny, the struggle between freedom and fascism, comes a story about two people who are faced with the challenge to stand up and do the right thing for liberty.
The whole country's on a bus with a crazy driver. If the passengers can't get hold of the wheel, we're all going to go over the cliff.
GCN brings you Uncivil Liberties, a movie the government does not want you to see. A political thriller ripped from today's headlines. Domestic spying, wiretapping, government chipping, and more.
The government's going to know where everybody's ass is every minute of the day and night.
For your copy of this hard-hitting film that will open your eyes, go to UncivilLiberties.com to receive your full-length feature on DVD. Normally $30. Special promotion for GCN listeners for only $13.95. That's UncivilLiberties.com to view the movie trailer, read reviews, and purchase the DVD. UncivilLiberties.com. In this world, liberty is all that we have, and we must take it back. Support independent media. Purchase a copy today at UncivilLiberties.com.
We are in process of developing a whole series of techniques which will enable the controlling oligarchy to get people actually to love their servitude. People can be made to enjoy a state of affairs which, by any decent standard, they ought not to enjoy.
Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning. Perhaps you had better start from the beginning.
Too many kids are what's making the planet worse.
A lot of these kids come from bad gene pools. They don't have stable parents making good decisions.
Mercury-containing vaccines may help, not harm, kids, according to two new studies in the journal Pediatrics. These new studies suggest that the opposite, that the preservatives may actually be associated with improved behavior and mental performance.
Fluoride in water is supposed to fight tooth decay, but could it also cause cancer?
Turns out the government had the right under U.S. law to conduct secret testing on the American public under specific conditions.
We have to work the dark side while we want to spend time in the shadows.
Any attempt to achieve world order must be the work of the devil. Well, join me. I'm glad to sit here at the right hand of Satan.
It's the need for a new world order. Someday, in the next few years, a solution will emerge.
You want hell? You're going to get it!
All of you that are serving evil are going to beg for your lives as hell literally swallows you whole. You want hell? You're going to find out it's not pretty. It's not sexy. It's dead bodies and vultures as far as the eye can see. Hell is being released. This is only the beginning. They're only seeing the storm as it approaches. What you think is a tempest is a light breeze of Satan's warmock released on earth. You hear Walter Cronkite hail Satan? The dark force is now upon us. The host of hell are being loosed. The hedge is being removed. All right, going back, ladies and gentlemen, this tyranny is designed for the general public, the good, the decent. The behavior you see on the Honeymovers, where Ralph Cramden, the bus driver, yells at his wife and says, "Honey, shut up, to the moon without a rocket!" Normal behavior that occasionally happens has been called abnormal. But police tasering a woman who's chained down till she dies is normal. The government putting children on Prozac that they know causes massive psychotic breaks and mass killings, even on their own insert now, that is normal. But being a regular family is looked down upon and called bad. And, yeah, it's all 50 states. Here's an example of quotas. About half the budget of local CPS workers, Child Protective Services, different names around the country, Department of Families, now they have it for old people, they have it for everybody. Under the environmental system, they're going to have three times the social workers, they say, watching your backyard, your environmental behavior, banning barbecue pits, micromanaging everything, shutting down family farms and ranches, just running around, I mean, literal, just that's the new jobs. Half the public's going to be working for them. They're going to wear gray uniforms. I remember even seeing that. It's just people in gray uniforms everywhere, and their bosses in black. It's all going to be standardized. Most police will wear masks. I mean, it's just going to be just hellish, just feeding on us. This is a criminal wonderland. And Bill Clinton signed this Families Adoption Act. Sounds real friendly in 98. And it said that they have to increase by around 25%. Each year, the number of children taken from homes and adopted just to get the base funding they got the year before. But then if they meet certain quotas of above and beyond, and if they can get 50% more each year, go read the law for yourself, that they then get even more funding. And then they hire more social workers, and it's exponential. And that's what they do. And now they admit the doctors all spy on your kids, the nurses, the schools. Your child falls off the trampoline, falls off the jungle gym at school. Doesn't matter if there's even witnesses. They'll usually take your kids. The public's all been trained to be tattletales. I was going to visit family this weekend in East Texas. I stopped in a Whataburger. And this old man walks over, and he was kind of a ninnying, you know, type. And he said, "What happened to your chin, son? Oh, is everything all right? Are people nice to you?" And I just looked at him, and right there, 90% chance he was a pedophile. But see, it's the loving thing he was going to do. And he looked at me, because my son at school, in front of witnesses, oh, we have all the witnesses, you know, fell off the jungle bars going across, thing I always talk about, happens to every kid, and just hit under his chin on some gravel, has a little, you know, scratch under there. Doesn't matter. Honed in, you know, here comes this predator flapping over, you know, with his Nelly self, you know, flapping, demon lance. And then, see, that's the demon's excuse to get in your life. And I saw him taking interest in my car and stuff, and that's what they do. So, yes, the neighbors heard your wife or girlfriend screaming, "I'm sick of you. I'm sick of you, Chris. Don't come back then. Don't you come back here tonight if you're not going to talk to me." you know, because she's having hormones or whatever. Mammals do that. It's normal. It's not good. We need to learn not to do it because it's too dangerous. And I know probably 10, 15 people who don't even touch each other, or they'll be in the front yard and scream at each other. Or, you know, the woman will run out front and be going, "Leave me alone, Bill. You know, I'm leaving. You get out of the house." Or the woman will throw a fit and throw some of your goods out. We all know how they behave sometimes. I mean, you know, men do stuff too, but that's women act out. You know, smashing the dishes, and women are known to do that. Well, the woman starts throwing your stuff out on the front lawn. It's over, folks. Police are coming. No violence now. They're told under federal mandates to get the money that they have to meet a quota. And they're told, you will be fired, you will be disciplined, officers, if you don't arrest somebody. They come to a domestic disturbance, someone will be. Now, if you happen to have an argument in the front yard or something once a year or something happens, be safe. Get in the car and leave. You know, settle down. Hey, women, you can't do that. If you got kids, they're going to take your kids. You can't slap him. You can't take the risk that he's going to hit you back. And then you have been taught by the sitcoms and dramas to go call the cops, or women will, you know, it's very common threaten to call the cops on you even if you haven't touched them. They're taught that by the CIA, Gloria Steinem, that every man's an abuser, that even if you're married, that when you have sex, you're being raped. Just total divide and conquer. Okay? And so women, by and large, have this programming that men are the enemy, and women are the enemy for men, and blacks are the enemy, and whites are the enemy, and this group and that group, and northern, southern, child against parent, and they tell the kids to tattle on your parents, and kids to sue your parents, and in the kids, so many cases that, you know, they'll be 12 years old in public school, mom's a Christian, she says, "I don't want that lesbian gay stuff taught to you," she goes and complains. And then that the famous case, that girl in Oregon, they took her and actually sold her into public sex slavery. And the lesbians beat the mother up when she finally got the child, because they were local cops, up on the front of the courthouse steps and nothing was done, and took the girl and she was never seen again. I mean, it is a lawless system, ladies and gentlemen. And this is how they operate. And so, of course, the neighbor heard you screaming. They called the cops. That's what they... Oh, an excuse to dial 911. Doo-doo-doo-doo. I saw hundreds of billboards and TV ads. There's probably violence going on. And so they called the cops. And on the off chance you didn't get out of the house to do the smart thing, you should have not opened the door. Then they'll call a SWAT team. And but a lot of times the cops are lazy at first. They're out in the front. You just go out the back door, go out the alley, and go for a walk. And then they run up to you freaking out, saying, get down, and say, "What are you doing?" And then you don't volunteer that you were talking loud and cussing. "A little bit of cussing going on in your house. You don't do that in America. Now, if you want to turn the HBO up during a comedian, Chris Rock cussing, that's okay. But let me go ahead and take you down." You see, that's what it's all about. So, Chris, that's what happened to you. And you know, all the women out there, the man isn't going to help you, so stop calling the man. Now, if a hubby is beating the daylights out of you, that's why family's important, and you need to go to your family. I mean, anybody touches any of the women in my family, I'm going to kick your ass. My daughter grows up, she's got some husband, does something to her, I'm going to go over and I'm going to take care of it. And any young man marries my wife, I'm going to tell him point blank, "You ever do anything to my daughter, I'm going to come, and I don't care how old I am, I'm going to take a baseball bat to your head. Do you understand me?" That's what men in the family are about. My daughters are not going to marry some wimp who likes to beat up women. Now, on the other side, in my experience, and I've had a lot of girlfriends, 9 times out of 10, it's the women like to slap you upside the head, claw you, do all that business. That's the wrong woman to marry if that's the type of stuff that's going on. Because you're going to have kids with this person. And the women are a bunch of out-of-control, unhappy heathens because they're not getting what they wanted out of life. So, and the men are a bunch of slovenly sports fan, cowardly wimps. But you don't call the man to take care of things for you. And, you know, maybe it's best to not beat him with a baseball bat because you'll just get in trouble. What was left of business a long time ago is now illegal. You just take your daughter in. Just take care of them. Family comes first, not sports utility vehicles, not baseball and football tickets, not acting cool. All right, you got a pet peeve with me, Chris. I'm going to come back and let you finish up. So, see, your girlfriend or wife, I forget what you said, her life's all screwed up now. You said you, quote, cleaned up the mess. It wasn't a mess. It was done by design. See, the system makes you think, oh, it was a misunderstanding. No, buddy. They got about $10,000 on average funding for that false arrest.
It is a big idea. A new world order.
In the near future, Earth is dominated by a powerful world government.
It's known as the Bilderberg. Could their objective be world domination?
For thousands of years, their dark order grew. Now, as they hail the birth of the New World Order, their great dream of exterminating 80% of humanity is at hand. For the first time in history, the elite's plan for world government is blown wide open. You will learn the secret that drives the entire New World Order agenda.
Bilderberg is making great progress toward a world government.
Most people have no idea. They're not after money. They have all the money they need. They're after power. That's their aphrodisiac.
Order Endgame on DVD at PrisonPlanet.com or Infowars.com. Or watch it online right now at PrisonPlanet.tv. Endgame, blueprint for global enslavement. You have been warned.
Spyville.com is your choice for everything spy-related. Stealth cameras cleverly disguised as items commonly found around the home, night vision cameras, covert phone and voice recorders, powerful binoculars, security systems, and more. Find hidden cameras wherever you go with a small handheld spy finder and locate hidden transmitters with one of our bug detectors. Spyville.com also carries a wide variety of night vision scopes, allowing you to see in the darkest of conditions. Protect your home and business with our complete line of security cameras, made to fit any situation. We also carry a large selection of personal security devices. Keep your personal belongings secure using our hidden safes made out of everyday household items, including an outlet safe and even an underwear safe. Go to Spyville.com. That's SpyVille.com or call us today at 866-779-8455. That's 866-779-8455. Use promotional code GCN007 and receive a 5% discount when ordering online. Spyville.com, where your personal security and well-being is our goal.
Now, from the makers of Loose Change, the most downloaded film in internet history, comes the long-awaited release of Loose Change Final Cut, an entirely new two-hour film that completely destroys the official fable forever. Loose Change Final Cut hopes to be a catalyst for a new independent investigation in which family members receive answers to their questions and the true perpetrators of this horrendous crime are brought to justice. Loose Change Final Cut is the ultimate 9/11 expose. From hijackers being trained at U.S. military bases to bombs in the buildings, Loose Change Final Cut is the one 9/11 film everyone must see. Secure your copy of Loose Change Final Cut today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com. While you're visiting the online video store, be sure to check out the huge discounts on films like Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, America, Freedom to Fascism, and hundreds of other titles. We're in a no-holds-barred information war. Truth is our weapon, and PrisonPlanet.com has the tools you need to take the fight back to Big Brother.
The ideology powering the Democrats and Republicans is not liberalism or conservatism, but globalism. Globalists are concerned with what's good for the American empire instead of what's fair for the American people. The only antidote to the poison of globalism is nationalism, which is why you should be reading the Nationalist Times each month. Published monthly since 1985, the Nationalist Times features outstanding writers and columnists who promote a common-sense, intelligent, and passionate alternative to the reigning party line. Find out why the Nationalist Times has many thousands of loyal readers. Subscribe now to the Nationalist Times, America's best patriotic newspaper, for just $19 for 1 year. That's less than half the regular subscription price. Subscribe today by sending $19 to the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. That's the Nationalist Times, 10161 Park Run Drive, Suite 150, Las Vegas, Nevada, 89145. Or subscribe online at anu.org.
Oh, you didn't know there's a bounty on taking innocent people to jail and taking people's kids? Oh, yeah, there is. It's a business. Cramming in their dirtbag prisons. All right, let's go back to Chris. I got to hurry now through calls. I know I'm out of control. I'm going to take a lot of them now. Maybe. Chris, in Florida, you're on the air. Finish up your story. Is it your girlfriend or wife? I forgot.
Yeah, no, she's alive. What happened was, Alex, maybe I didn't explain it correctly. I don't live with her. She was on the phone with me. And it was just a typical argument, you know. She wasn't that loud.
No, I know, I know. Now there's not even a man there. The yelling gets you arrested. I know, it's no law, but let me guess, she plea bargained.
No, that's what I wanted to ask you, two things. If she hadn't opened the door, because they...
No, they brought a SWAT team in there, they'd have shot her 15 times in the chest and planted a revolver in her hand.
Oh, really? Yeah.
They like to kill people. Yeah, that was what would happen.
And,
but,
yeah,
I mean, half the time, yeah.
Yeah, there wasn't a back door she could have jumped out of either.
Well, the point is that you got a scumbag neighbor.
Right, that's kind of what we're
talking about. Look, this is the country we live in, a nation of scum. Now, not all of us, but a large portion.
A nation of cop-calling scum.
It's just absolute scum. I mean, if you hear somebody screaming, help me, call the police or one thing, or don't stab me, whatever. But I mean, what was she doing, just throwing a fit, yelling at you?
Yeah, she, you know, the typical fight. Like, she had heard a rumor about me doing something I didn't do.
Yeah, that's illegal now. Now, there's
right.
No law, but just like there's no law you got to take vaccines or no law you got to let cops in your house without a warrant, we'll see after we put, you know, 15 9mm rounds into your intestines.
And the other thing I wanted to know was the police said we were outside listening to the whole thing. We heard you swearing a lot.
Yeah, that's just pure bull. And then they trick you into saying, I was in an argument. If you just,
so
you
did
know,
she go to court?
Listen, they're told, those officers are told, you will be written up if you don't arrest somebody at every event. Because they get money. You know what 10 grand means? It's a Ponzi scheme. They just keep hiring. Look, it's like ticks, and I appreciate your call. You get 5 ticks on a dog in the woods, and you don't wash them off in a month. In a month, they're all going to hatch out. There's going to be 200 ticks. And on the off chance that another month goes by, there's going to be 800 ticks. And then all the hair falls out, and the dog's got blood coming off of it. I mean, you ever seen a dog, like, locked up in a house? I've seen reports of it, you know, in some vacant house with fleas. They just keep dividing and dividing and dividing and dividing and feeding and laughing and just keep laughing. It's fun. The dog's going to die and you're going to be left on a rotten carcass. I just can't handle it anymore. It's all over. It's just unbelievable. We're going to play a taser clip about how we're all going to wear our taser bracelets, I guess. That's right. All of us. Guilty? Doesn't matter. Innocent? Doesn't matter. It's a new slave system. Let's talk to Maggie in Texas. You're on the air. Hello, Maggie.
Hi, Alex. There's some important news about Dr. Andrew Wakefield, and that's the physician who discovered the link between the MMR vaccine.
And the autism in Austin? That's one of them, yeah.
And also gastroenterological problems, too. Anyway,
yeah, the bioweapon attacks the intestine. Mm-hmm.
Right. He, on the 27th, of March, that's the day after tomorrow, he's going to be back in England defending himself before an entity called the General Medical Council. And I don't know what they can do to him that they haven't done already, but anyway, he has been engaged in hearings. The prosecution was between July and...
Well, you always want to tell folks what they're claiming.
They are claiming serious professional misconduct. That's what the charge is. And
so it doesn't matter. There have now been hundreds of university and medical studies showing that it attacks the intestines and brain damages. The federal court just ruled that it's real.
Right.
So, England's a total is the center of the black op, the eugenics operation. And so they want to persecute him and with a witch hunt to scare others off.
Exactly. And that's what's going on. So let me give you just a little more information. First, there is also going to be a rally, hopefully large, of his supporters on that day, the 27th of March. And I thought maybe because you have the Watson...
Yeah, where's that going to be, in London?
I believe it's going to be in London. It says in front of the office of the GMC and General Medical Council. I assume...
Okay, anything else, Maggie?
I want to... there's a wonderful website that is covering...
Stay there. We'll come right back.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Doctors around the world claim that cancer and other diseases cannot live in a pH-balanced alkaline environment. But as you know, most people are overly acidic due to stress, acidic diet, and lack of exercise. pH balance is the foundation of energy abundance and perfect health, as well as prevention of disease. People who alkalize the water they drink experience normalized blood sugar, mental clarity, and loss of weight. It was intended for human beings to drink alkaline water, but due to modern way of life, most people are overly acidic. The fact is that disease simply cannot exist in an alkaline environment. Fat accumulates if a person consumes too much acid on a regular basis and doesn't neutralize it. Do your part. Alkalize and supercharge your body now. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops contain a special mineral salt concentrate that raises the pH of the water you drink up to the pH of 10 with only 10 drops. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH drops now by going directly to alkavision.com. Again, that's alkavision.com.
The national savings rate has plummeted to an all-time low, while household debt is at an all-time high. The answer is not the creation of more debt. Using the innovative interest-canceling money merge account program, along with existing banking tools, we offer you the power to pay off your mortgage in a fraction of the time and potentially save thousands in interest, all without refinancing an existing mortgage or interrupting your lifestyle. This is not a bi-weekly or a debt roll-down program, but a powerful and unique interest-canceling mechanism. It is estimated that in just 18 months, our team alone has helped American homeowners get on track to save $500 million in interest. Agents are standing by. To learn more, please call 866-563-4442 or visit us on the web at freefrommortgagedebtnow.com. That's 866-563-4442 or freefrommortgagedebtnow.com. Results will vary and are determined by individual finance situations. The information contained herein does not constitute an offer or a solicitation to lend or extend credit. Call us now at 866-563-4442 or visit us online at freefrommortgagedebtnow.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, please pay attention. Ron Paul did not quit. He is still in the race. Most Americans do not understand how the election process works. The media is lying. John McCain does not have the Republican nomination. The popular vote is just a straw poll, believe it or not. The delegates have the power over the elections, not the voters. After the mainstream media wrote a hit piece on how Ron Paul quit, many supporters quit as well. Ron Paul has stated he will continue his run for presidency as long as he has your continued support. Ron Paul has a plan. The delegates have not yet been voted on, and they are voted first in county, then state, all the way to the national convention. Go to our website at ronpaulflags.com and click on Why Ron Paul Will Win. That's ronpaulflags.com to find out more on how delegates work. Stand your ground, go for the win, and fly a Ron Paul flag today, or call 731-664-1526 for more information. That's 731-664-1526.
When seconds count, cops are minutes away. The establishment wants a monopoly on force. In the past, somebody beat your daughter up, you just dealt with it yourself. They won't investigate your daughter getting her teeth knocked out, but they'll investigate you. Oh, vigilantism, that can't be put up with. But all that's starting to come to an end. The veneer of civilization is going to be stripped away. And the truth's out. The people know the truth. They know it's up to us to protect ourselves. It's up to us to take care of our families. Not this system. And don't get me wrong. Despite the fact the system's as crooked as a barrel of snakes, there are still some good people in the system. A lot of good people. The problem is that it's getting worse every passing minute. Ted, Dave, Justin, Charles, I want to go through your calls as fast as I can because I've got some other news I want to cover and some clips. But Maggie in Texas, finish up the point.
Yes, there is a wonderful website that covers the entire situation from 1999 through today, and it's called Cry Shame. This is one word, CryShame. You can Google that with Wakefield, or I will give you the address now.
I know I've been meaning to get him on. I interviewed him years ago, and he lives in Austin, and we really should have him on. I appreciate your call. Okay, let's go ahead and talk to Ted in Texas. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex.
Hi.
I'm calling with a eugenics alert slash update. I've spoke to you about the water before, and what I've found out in my research is that 30%.
By the way, did we post your article?
No, you didn't.
Okay, No. Send it again to Aaron@Infowars.com today, and I will make sure it gets posted, okay?
Okay, you bet.
It will get posted. Aaron@Infowars.com right now.
And so the update is that they're replacing chlorine with a more dangerous chemical to sanitize.
Styrenes and
chloramines. It's a very specific chemical. And the way that I found out about it was I was going to write an article about how when you smell a chlorinated smell coming from a swimming pool, that's not chlorine, that's actually chloramine. That's when chlorine binds with ammonia.
Yes.
It irritates your skin.
It binds with the urine that the kids are urinating in the pool.
That's right, and it creates chloramines. Now, what they've done is, and this is in Austin, I've done the research, so Austin is using chloramine, not chlorine anymore. Here's the danger, that chloramine can cause anemia when it enters the bloodstream.
Well, of course.
Yes.
Anything they can to hurt us, they're doing it.
It's a major deal, and so, you know, basically, I mean, I think I'm going to have to stop taking hot showers because...
You breathe it. You got to get a shower filter, and then it only reduces it.
There's a big there's a website called chloramine.org, and there's a big kind of movement that people are starting to understand.
Well, we want listeners to write articles, and I don't know why we didn't post it, but we'll make sure. Also, send it to Paul Watson. Send it to Kurt Nemo. We'll make sure your report gets up.
You bet. And I have one more thing to say on that note. You know, of course, anybody who's a intravenous drug user shouldn't be doing that in the first place. But if those people are doing tap water and they're injecting chloramine straight into their bloodstream, they will get anemia and it will make them very, very sick. So,
and then if they get anemia, I appreciate your call. Bayer will give you Factor VIII every shot filled with HIV and hepatitis, knowingly shipping it. Oh, yeah, they're admitted, convicted. It's a fact. Knowingly, they knew it would kill everyone, and they did. Because that's who we're dealing with here. Again, you have to wrap your mind around that they want you dead. It's like James Bond says to Goldfinger, do you expect me to talk? And he says, no, Mr. Bond, I expect you to die. And they see us as a scourge. They want to hurt us any way they can. They own the big medical institutions. The average doctor doesn't even know what's happening. And it's there to get you in their system and extract all your wealth out that way while reducing your lifespan. And, again, a fish will not live in tap water, but we drink it. Can you put 2 + 2 together? Not even the fluoride, the chlorine, and all the other things it breaks down into. And they know. I mean, they add things they know are deadly poison to it on purpose to brain damage you and your family. We have the documents. We've covered it here on air. We've had guests on. We've written stories with all the proof on Infowars.com and PrisonPlanet.com for you. It's the way the New World Order operates. It's the way they roll. Okay, let's go ahead now and go to Dave in Iowa. You're on the air.
Hi, Alex.
Hi.
Yeah, I bought an old reel-to-reel tape player at an auction a while back, and they threw in a box of tapes, and in the box of tapes was tapes on the JFK assassination. I don't know if there'd be anything you could be interested in or not.
Interesting. Who is it?
Who is what?
The program, the talk show host.
I'm not sure. It's an old reel-to-reel tape player I got. I don't know if it's taped it off the radio or they taped it off of, but...
All that old stuff's really cool. You could put it up on YouTube.
It's on tape. I suppose I could.
Yeah, you just upload the audio to YouTube.
You wouldn't be interested if I sent it to you, or...
I don't have a reel-to-reel player.
Oh, yeah. I could get one, but... Pretty interested. They're bringing in Oswald and... I listened to some of it. They're bringing in Oswald, and all the reporters were yelling at Oswald. He was the one to kill Kennedy, and he finally answers that...
He says, I'm a patsy.
Yeah, he says he's a patsy, yeah.
He's a patsy. He's being shut up.
Yeah, that's what he said.
And
yeah.
So they execute him in public. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Hey, they run things. That's the way it is.
Yeah, I agree with you.
And we're going to drink poison when they say so. We're going to take poison, and we're going to die because we love the government.
Yeah, that's true, yeah.
Yep.
I agree with you.
Anything else, Dave?
That'll be it.
Hey, thank you. Yeah, no, I'd love to hear it. If you can transfer it over to a CD or something. I just don't have a reel-to-reel player. All that old stuff you got, folks, upload it to YouTube. If you don't know how, get your neighbor to. It's real easy. Let's go ahead and talk to who's up next here. Charles in Michigan, you're on the air.
How's it going, Alex?
Good.
Good. We have a couple of criminals running our government here in Michigan. We have a Canadian lady by the name of Granholm running the government. She's the governor. And we have a gentleman named Kwame Kilpatrick running the city of Detroit here. He's up on perjury charges and things of that nature. I just wanted to put that out there and let you guys know that we have a couple of criminals, a couple of foreigners running our government.
Well, at least you don't have the son of a top Nazi running your government like California does.
Oh, we might as well have one. On another note, I did want to know about the Second Amendment case that happened last week. We had the gentleman right down the street down in Toledo, Ohio. He was the one who argued the case. And I wanted to know how that came out. I know you probably preached on it a lot. I just wanted to know how that turned out.
Okay, okay. Well, they haven't ruled yet, but they have the oral arguments, and a bunch of justices spoke on it, and some of them said they believe all guns should be banned, which should terrify everybody. The White House entered a briefing for the case saying they believe that you have a right to own guns, but the government can ban them. So that's the official statement. And so they're going to rule that D.C. can't ban everything, but they can ban some things. And then that'll be used as a national precedent. But it'll be billed as a Second Amendment victory when it will be the greatest blow ever. So that's how their propaganda works. So they don't want to mobilize the gun owners to get politically active. They've got to use their Judas goat to fool everybody till it's too late at the NRA.
Yeah, I heard that the NRA wasn't all this cracked up to be also.
Well, it's a vicious, hateful, anti-gun organization, much more effective and wicked than Handgun Control Incorporated. And Gunners of America, at our challenging, has now gotten all the documents and put it out. They authored all the major federal gun control bills. They did it. They supported the last one. The pro-gun brief before the Supreme Court says they believe guns can be banned. The pro-gun brief is anti-gun.
See, that's just exactly what the Constitution opposes.
Everything's lies. Everything is spin. It's no wonder the public can't figure it out. I mean, it's just incredible.
Hey, you keep it up. You keep on getting on that bullhorn, and I've seen Endgame. I'm watching it right now as we speak. Excellent movie. I hope everybody get a chance to watch it, and I'll be spreading it. And like I said, you keep it up.
Thank you, sir. I really appreciate your call. I'm going to take some more calls at 1-800-259-9231. 1-800-259-9231. We'll get to the callers that are holding here in a moment. But I played this Sunday, but I want to play this again. This is a private security company, quite large. They have lobbied Homeland Security. They have lobbied the airlines, and things like this are being looked at and considered. And this is like in The Running Man, where you wear a bracelet that shocks you into submission. They already have the shock bracelets and things, and shock anklets and shock necklaces for prisoners. But everyone, your daughter, your son, old ladies, vets, when you go to the airport, these are fitted onto you, and then, quote, that stops hijackers. Again, don't arm the pilots, don't have bulkheads. Of course, that's not even real. 9/11 was staged. I mean, do you really believe people wouldn't try to seduce a couple guys with box cutters? I know I'm on the plane. Somebody pulls out a box cutter and says, I mean, folks, I've had people pull knives on me, and I'm not saying I'm tough. It's kind of scary that I can't control myself. I just love attacking people that threaten me. I like get off on it. I mean, I just, you pull a knife on me, I'm going to attack you. And so what if you stab me? It's hard to hurt somebody. That's going to get me excited. And that's not abnormal. That was normal in the past. I guess I didn't get enough dioxins to make, you know, to geld me. I got enough testosterone, but I mean, I'm on a plane, and I mean, I'm the sweetest, nicest person, but when somebody actually threatens my life, I mean, it's like it's crazy what happens. I mean, and that's normal. You know, all these documented stories of Little Women picking up cars when it's on their baby. I mean, somebody pulls a knife on me, folks, everything turns into slow motion, and they always are freaked out when you go after them, and you let them lunge, and you dive out of, you jump out of the way, grab their arm, and it's just like, when you've got that type of adrenaline going, I don't know when I get old if I'll have this type of strength, but I don't have this until I'm under attack, that it's literally taking their arm and just dislocating it, just pulling it all the way back and around, and they scream in pain. And then I never, you know, really focused on what I was doing. It's all instinctive. And then you just go ahead and you punch them right in the nose to get them down, and then you just start stomping them. You just pow, 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 hit them in the head with the heel, and it's over. They're going to the hospital. They're lucky, folks. Most of the time, they're going to end up pushing up daisies. Now, there are a lot of men like that still on an airplane. You believe with a whole bunch of people on an airplane, 3-4 guys are running around with box cutters, everybody's going to start. I mean, maybe we're that cowardly now. But, I mean, you pull some box cutter out on me? I mean, give me a break, folks. Give me a break. I mean, I've been stabbed. I've been hit in the head with a lead pipe the whole nine yards. And I mean, let me tell you something. A lot of times I got in fights and people were just as crazy as I was growing up in Dallas. I mean, there's guys all over the place with just cans of whoop ass you wouldn't believe, ladies and gentlemen. That's why I'm not looking for fights. There's people that had that normal looking guy over there painting the house across from your street. You know, that the quiet guy that mows your yard. Now, the guys on roids strutting around acting tough, they can never. It's something about it. The guys that want to be tough are never tough. And then the guys that, see, most people have a lot of people have an instinct that they suppress or they hold back. They don't go full speed. Well, if you go full speed, I don't know why I'm getting off into it. I start thinking about it. That's why I go off into that hyperbole. The point is, I see somebody pull a box cutter on me. How did I even get off into that story? Oh, yeah, I was talking about the bracelets. And you got this bracelet on. We're all going to be good little slaves, good little prisoners, good little cattle, a bunch of ninnying cowards, when the real threat is and has always been the government. What did the Founding Fathers tell you? What does history show you? And so in this piece, we're not going to play all 5 minutes of it for time constraints, but they start out with retina scanning is good and searching you and data mining is good, but on top of it, we all need these shock taser bracelets. And they all use terms. They don't call it electrocution or shock. They give it, you know, a scientific term, and they call it the safety bracelet. And it's all, and for 3 minutes, you know, they're talking calmly about other airport security, and they just slip in, oh, how wonderful it is we'll all wear our bracelet. This is all written by a psychologist on how to sell you on something just off the charts dystopic novel. Here it is.
Is there a solution to deterring hijackers once they are on the aircraft? Yes, there is a very viable, workable answer. It starts here, when passengers are issued their tickets. At that time, they can also be fitted with a special electronic ID bracelet that they will wear until they disembark the flight at their destination. These electronic coded bracelets will make traveling much more convenient for the public. It will replace the need to carry a ticket by containing all pertinent passenger information. In addition, the bracelet could permit tracking of the passenger through the terminal, including carry-on luggage. Checked luggage can be coded to match the bracelet to ensure no tampering or diversions. By further equipping each bracelet with EMD technology, the bracelets will allow crew members using radio frequency transmitters to quickly and effectively subdue hijackers. The electromuscular disruption signal overrides the attacker's central nervous system and will render even the most elite and aggressive terrorist completely immobile for several minutes. This will allow the crew to subdue and handcuff that individual. EMD technology is designed to incapacitate a target from a safe distance without causing permanent injury, which means these criminals will survive and go to trial. The bracelet would only be armed by someone on board upon confirmation that a takeover situation exists. To a businessman on his way home to be reunited with his family, or to a young family going south for a winter holiday, wearing an EMD safety bracelet for a few hours during a flight is a small inconvenience to ensure their safe arrival. We feel if given the choice between taking a flight employing the added security of the EMD safety bracelet system and taking a flight without the additional security, many, if not most, passengers would happily opt for the extra security of the EMD safety bracelet.
Now, in the longer piece, they talk about the militants. See, a militant is a term you can use on somebody just protesting and yelling, and then they interchange it with murdering terrorists so that when they use the word militant on you, you can't sue them for saying you're a terrorist, but it's psychologically, it has the same meaning as terrorist now. That whole thing was black op written. There's no doubt it. That script. We'll be right back with more of your calls.
Our beloved republic is on her knees. The forces of globalism are destroying national sovereignty worldwide. But in liberty's darkest hour, there is hope. For the first time in modern history, the people are beginning to wake up. It is essential that patriots worldwide accelerate their fellow man's understanding of the New World Order Master Plan. We have a short time frame to fully awaken and energize the people to meet this threat. In the InfoWar, PrisonPlanet.tv is a powerful weapon in the battle to regain our freedom. PrisonPlanet.tv is a vault of forbidden information. All 18 of my documentary films can be downloaded or streamed in super high quality directly to your computer or iPhone and shared with others. Thousands of special video reports, from tainted vaccines to martial law, can be found in this online video library. My weekly news television broadcast, thousands of exclusive audio interviews, and so much more. The InfoWar is waiting for you to set it free. Join PrisonPlanet.tv. Burn the info bombs to dust. Put them on the file-sharing networks. Bring down the New World Order. PrisonPlanet.tv.
With oil at $105 per barrel and counting, radical changes need to be implemented if we're to avert becoming a third world nation. It's time to jump on the next wave of free energy and radical natural alternative health solutions. Introducing Orgon products. Orgon is the universal life force, the basic building block of all organic and inorganic matter in the material world. Orgon electromedicine is the wave of the future, dating back to the late 1800s. Wilhelm Reich Orgon uses Cloudbuster technology that can now be applied in your home for dramatic energy savings of up to 25%. The possible uses for this device are only limited by your imagination. For less than the cost of a doctor's visit, you can have in your hands a device that could lead to the end of all your problems. Health does not need to be expensive or complicated. Simple technology equals profound results at OrgonProducts.org. That's OrgonProducts.org or call 646-498-5309. 646-498-5309. Visit OrgonProducts.org today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The unions have big businessmen, and they're going down like a dinosaur. Why they used to grow food in Kansas, then they want to grow it on the moon and eat it raw.
You know, I talk about Bayer Pharmaceutical in hundreds of nations knowingly shipping out Factor VIII blood product, every injection filled with HIV and three strains of hepatitis. knowingly it came out they knew and just did it. They don't care. I mean, they love it. And we talk about GMO foods, aspartame that Rumsfeld got approved. Every monkey they gave it to got brain tumors and died. They don't care. You're still drinking it. And you bet you drink it. You like it. It's very addictive. It's like methamphetamine. It has the same effect. A lot of things that hurt your brain and hurt your body feel good. Something that's killing you, your body has a way of making it feel good. Like when you break your leg, you're going to get endorphins flowing to cover up the pain. You get all liquored up and your brain cells are dying. It feels real good. They got that approved. The GMO foods, killing the rats that eat it. Hey, it's on your children's dinner table. Cell phones, brain tumors. It's all by design, ladies and gentlemen. All by design. Every single bit of it. But you don't care. You worship the government, some of you, don't you? All right, I got masses of war news, economy news coming up in the next hour. Right now, let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to Justin in Texas. You're on the air.
Yeah, hi, Alex.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, yeah, I was calling in reference to some TTC news, Trans-Texas Corridor from San Antonio.
CNN says it doesn't exist. Doesn't matter if there's billboards and toll roads everywhere. Doesn't matter if there's TV ads for it here. It doesn't exist. Have you heard that CNN newscast where they say it doesn't exist?
Yeah, absolutely. I was just...
Well, then it doesn't exist. Learn. No, I'm serious, man.
Yeah, I wanted to confirm...
Mercury's good for you. Everything's fine. Gun confiscation's good, and it doesn't exist. Sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, yeah, and now I just seen recently on the news that it seems like they're kind of trying to do a sleight of hand where they are saying that a local aquifer group is going to threaten litigation, drag out the process, and eventually Sintra will no longer want to do the toll road.
Yeah, and that's pure bull. They will lose the case on purpose.
Exactly what I was
they bring
saying
in.
Right now.
They always do it. They bring in false opposition to lose the case. Standard business operating. Yeah.
Exactly. It completely distracts from the point that the San Antonio voters had no say over any of this toll road right now, and that we've already been taxed.
And they're taking a bunch of your existing roads in official maps, and like they told us here in Austin, MOPAC, they said, we'll never be a toll road. It's a conspiracy theory. And then now they announced 3 months ago that it will be a toll road.
Absolutely. It's
but then if you say you don't want it, they'll laugh at you and say it doesn't exist. I mean, it's just classic military op.
Definitely, it's like I'm watching a Kubrick movie or something. Just unbelievable. It's crazy. I just wanted to real quick plug a website and see if I could ask you just your thoughts on something that I came across on the internet.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay, the website is satollparty.com. It's the San Antonio's toll road, anti-toll road website.
Mm-hmm.
Also, I saw I came across on YouTube. Debate about with the guys from Loose Change on there, Dylan Avery and Jason Burmis. And I wanted to see your opinions about some of the allegations of mistruths and misrepresentations with the fireworkers related to 9/11 and in regards to the guys from Loose Change.
I don't understand. Which debate are you talking about? Popular Mechanics?
It's called Hard Fire. It was a public access show, if I'm not mistaken, with a guy named Ronald Winky or Winnick. In the debate...
Well, just stay there. Stay there. We got to come around back.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.